from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Rob Brown Show on your radio. It is the Fan Update. Happy to be joined now by the starting quarterback for the Clemson Tigers, Cade Klubnik, sits down with us for a few minutes. What's up, big fella? How we feeling?
How we doing? I'm great. Thankful to be here.
Year two for the media day. All right, spinning the car wash. How we feeling so far? You're kind of the face of the program now, fella.
Nah, it's been great. Obviously, you know, my second year here, and obviously a lot more comfortable just kind of being in this environment, and it's great.
Talk to me about that word comfortable, because I think the more we have talked about you and your career and your development, that's a word that keeps coming up. Like, will he be more comfortable in the offense? Second year under Garrett Riley, second year as the full-time starter. So is Cade Klubnik more comfortable where you are with this program?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, people don't talk about it enough, the ability to be in the same program 2 years in a row. That's one thing I got to give props to, guys that are bouncing around schools every other year. I mean, I don't know how they do it. Being able to be in the same program and the same offense is just, it's so helpful. Because I felt like by the end of the year last year, I was just now getting, I knew my progressions the best I could ever do it. And like being able to do that at a very, very high level, which I felt like I was doing the last five games of the year. So that was incredible, and it's been a great offseason. We had a really good spring and a really good summer, and we've just been going to work. That's all it is. Early mornings, late nights, we've been working.
Debo just walked by and bumped you in the chair, and you're just going to let him walk away like that?
Yeah, how about that? Now he's just sitting on his phone.
Cade Klubnik, starting quarterback for the Clemson Tigers here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Update. Talk to me about your offensive coordinator, because last year I know that there was talk about, okay, is it going to be an air raid? Is it going to be a ground? I know he's kind of called it a dirt raid a couple of times, which I absolutely love, but it was time for him to get comfortable in some new digs in this program as well. How has y'all's communication this offseason helped you to grow with each other and what this offense is going to shape up to be this year?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, I think that Coach Riley and I's relationship on the field has been great, and just the way that we've been able to, like, truly talk about things and just develop more and kind of what I want in the offense and what he wants, and being able to find that middle ground. And but we're just always on the same page. And, you know, I love him as a coach. He's maybe one of my favorite coaches I've ever had. And just the leader that he is to us, it's incredible.
I'll tell you something that stood out to me. A couple of weeks ago at the open house, we got the chance to talk to Dabo. We had Don Munson, voice of the Tigers, on a little while ago. We talked to Garrett at the open house. And one of the things that all of them has said is figuring out what Cade wants in the offense, what Cade is looking for. Is this thing being catered to you, or is it kind of like an open communication? Like, these are the things I'm very comfortable with. These are the things I want to see more of. How is that shaping up so that this is a Cade Klubnik offense?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's something we'll definitely work on throughout the fall and take what we've been doing throughout the summer and see what I like, see what I don't like, and kind of give him my opinion on that. So at the end of the day, you know, we've got to run what the players, you know, really love. And Coach Riley has such an amazing offense that it's very player friendly in terms of checks and abilities to do so. So, you know, I love his offense and the way he runs things, and it's great.
Talk to me a little bit about the man who's going to be behind you in the lineup, Phil Moffitt, running back. Had a kind of a breaking out in the bowl game last year. Been a lot of talk about him. Don Munson said a minute ago, don't be shocked if you see that cat up in New York City at the Heisman celebration. Talk to me about Phil Maffa and how critical he's going to be in making sure this offense keeps defenses honest with that run game.
Sheesh. That must have spot on. That's a
good
way of putting it.
I like it.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised of that either. The ability that, you know, he can go run the ball for, you know, 150 yards, 200 yards a game, but he can catch the ball too. He's athletic, and he can go out there and run some routes, and he can do things, you know, with his hands and be able to put him in different scenarios. So, you know, just super proud of Phil, and he's just – I mean, Phil is literally the kindest person I've ever met in my whole life. If any of y'all ever get a chance to just talk to him, he is literally the kindest, sweetest person I've ever met. So just love Phil and the relationship that we have.
It's interesting because the folks that I know of that have talked to him, when I've gotten the opportunity to talk to him, kind of quiet, reserved dude.
Yeah.
But then you put the football in the gut, and he runs like he hates everybody.
Yeah. You know, Phil he gets on another level. I don't know what it is, but I'm not questioning it. Let him be him. You know what I mean? So, you know.
I mean, if he's setting a pass block for you, I'm sure you kind of want that. You kind of want that, Phil Maffa.
Yeah.
Talk to me about the wide receivers a little bit, because obviously that's a position that you've got some guys, and I know Burning School's kind of like that hybrid tight end, Troy Stiletto, a lot of expectations there. How have you been clicking with the wide receivers through the preseason, getting ready to head to camp?
Yeah, we've had a great offseason. Just feel like the chemistry that I've built with my guys. I mean, we'll go routes on air and not drop a ball, so just being able to just continually, you know, build that relationship with them has been awesome, and just super, super excited for them.
One of the things that I've listened to Dabo say for as long as I've been covering this team is, man, we're worried about the mentality in the clubhouse. Like, forget everybody on the outside, forget the commentary, whatever. How big is it for you this year to have that team mentality, have the boys in the locker room that are able to ignore all the outside noise and get dialed in on making this thing Clemson football at its best?
Yeah. At the end of the day, it's the people in that facility and the guys on the field and the coaches on the sideline that are – I mean, that's all that matters. I mean, you've got the 11 guys on the field, and you've got the coaches calling the plays, and other than that, no other voice – I mean, as crazy as it sounds, no other voice really matters because, you know, those are the guys making the plays. And, like, that's what we need to be listening to. We need to be listening to our coaches, and we need to be listening to our mentors and our life coaches in the program and the guys beside us, because you just got to cancel out the noise. People are going to be, you know, hating you when you're doing bad and loving you when you're doing the great in the next week. You know, it's in the same people talking both times. So, you know, you just got to listen to the people that are talking the exact same to you, no matter if you're doing great or bad.
I like that. All right, August 31st, you guys open up with Georgia. We all know what Georgia's been the last couple of years. I've talked to Dabo about it. I talked to your boy a minute ago, Barrett Carter, about it. To me, this game is a huge opportunity for you guys, not in terms of win or loss, but to announce to the country, to the nation, this is Clemson football. This is who and what we are. What do you guys do to prepare yourself to take on a team that is as talented as Georgia in a neutral site and make sure that when that game's over, everybody knows this is Clemson football?
Yeah, we've had a great year off season, and we've taken the momentum from last year and have carried that every single day for probably the last 200 days, and we haven't skipped a beat, and we're ready for a great season, and we know that Georgia's going to be a great competition. They've been one of the best teams in college football the last couple of years, and you know, we want to have a great week one for sure, but we're more focused on having a great season. That's what we're really focused on. So we're focused on having a great year, and that's really it.
All right, last one, and then we'll cut you loose because you've got the car cycle to go through. Your man just told me a minute ago his answer. Best college football video game player on the team is?
Oh, Barrett Carter, 94 overall.
Listen to him.
He sat right by me, Barrett Carter.
Listen to
him.
Oh,
my God. See that belt, bro. Oh, my God.
All right, listen. I'm going to give you 10 chances against him. How many can you beat him?
In what?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm beating him 9 out of 10.
Not. You got an eye roll out of that. Cade Klubnik, starting quarterback for the Clemson Tigers. My man, thanks for coming by. Good luck this season, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You got it. That is Cade Klubnik from the Clemson Tigers here on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.